Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Yud Ches, and we are continuing with Sif Aleph, and we're discussing the halachos of what happens if a person cooked, was mavashel, or did any malacha that is on Shabbos, and the differences between whether it was done b'mezid and b'shogeg. We discussed yesterday the machlokes tanoim between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, in terms of the distinction. And here the Shulchan Aruch Paskening, like Rabbi Yehuda, had stated explicitly that when a person is mevashel b'Shabbos, or does any malachas b'mezid, it is usher to him to eat that food forever, the one who did the actual malacha, and others could eat it on Motzei Shabbos miyad, right away. But if it was b'shogeg, the malacha was done, then it is usher to eat it on Shabbos itself, but everyone can eat it on Motzei Shabbos, and everyone cannot eat it on Shabbos when it was b'shogeg. So now we're up to Sif Katan Hey in the Mishnah Brura, where he basically is medayik the words l'moitzei Shabbos miyad. Now, what is the issue here of l'moitzei Shabbos miyad? So it should be understood that normally, when we're dealing with a issue of a, for example, a non-Jew who did a malacha on behalf of a Jew on Shabbos, where you're not allowed to benefit from the malacha, so a person can only benefit from the malacha of a guy after Shabbos, only after what's known as b'chdei shiyasu, literally the time that it can be done, meaning the time it takes to generate that benefit achieved by the malacha after Shabbos. So for example, if a guy goes ahead and cooks something for you on Shabbos, you cannot benefit from that after Shabbos until after the amount of time it would take to cook that item after Shabbos. However, when it comes to the malacha of a Jew, when a Jew does it b'mezid, so then, although the Jew himself is not allowed, according to the Shulchan Aruch, ever eat that food if he cooks the food on Shabbos, others can eat it on Motzei Shabbos immediately. So now that's what the Mishnah Berurah is going to now focus in on. Mutar l'motzei Shabbos miyad, v'afilu l'mishin is bashal b'shvilo. And this is true even if Reuven the Yid cooks it for Shimon. Shimon himself, even though Reuven cooked it for him, and if it was a guy that cooked it for Shimon, Shimon would have to wait b'chdei shiyasu. Here, since Reuven, a Jew, is cooking it for Shimon, the one who was cooked for, can eat it immediately at Motzei Shabbos. De lo ba'inan lahamtin b'chdei shiyasu. He does not have to wait b'chdei shiyasu. Ela b'malacha anasis al yedei ena Yehudi b'shvil Yisrael. Only by a malacha that was done by a non-Jew for Yisrael. Why? Mishum dekal be'inav iser damira la'ove gilulim. V'yavo la'soskein pam acheres. This is because when it comes to Amir al-Akum, that's perceived as a minor iser. And a person, because he perceives it as something minor, Amir al-Akum, that iser, so we're concerned that on a different occasion, one might commit it, one might go ahead and do that avera. Because if we let him go ahead and eat it immediately after Shabbos when a guy does it for him, we're concerned that he might go ahead and on a different occasion he might do this avera so that the benefit he had from the malacha will be ready for him immediately after Shabbos, as opposed to aval davar shenasa al yedei Yisrael biyadayim. However, when it comes to malacha done by a Jew with his own hands, for example, Reuven did the malacha for Shimon, vaday lekel mechash. For sure, we're not concerned lekel mechash da al yedei zeh. We're not concerned that because we allow shenati lemotzei Shabbos miyad, the fact that we're going to let Shimon eat the food that Reuven cooked for him immediately on Motzei Shabbos, yavo pamacheres. It will come to another scenario where Lomar Yisrael, that Shimon will say to some other Jew, Levashalo b'shvamis b'shul zeh. We're not concerned that a Yid going to go ahead and tell another Yid to go ahead and cook for him on Shabbos so that he can go ahead and eat on Motzei Shabbos. Va'oh, and also, Shai Yisrael lo yishmalo. Also, the Jew won't listen to him. De'ein adam chotei v'lo lo. Because a Jew is not going to sin for benefit that is not his own. Then he goes on, Mishnah Berurah, Im haya b'motzei Shabbos Yom Tov. If Yom Tov occurs on Motzei Shabbos, afilu bishel beheter. Then even if he cooked on Shabbos in a scenario where it was mutter to cook on Shabbos, kagon, what's an example where it's mutter to cook on Shabbos? Kagon shabishel b'Shabbos lechola. For example, he cooked on Shabbos for someone with a life-threatening illness. Mikol makom asur lebari gam b'Yom Tov Rishon. The food is still going to be asur for a healthy person on the first day of Yom Tov. Why? De'ein Shabbos mechin liyom tov. Because of the principle that Shabbos cannot prepare for Yom Tov. Just to explain, the general halacha is that if food was cooked on Shabbos for a person with a life-threatening illness, it's what's known as a chole sheyesh bo sakana, a healthy person can eat the cooked food on Motzei Shabbos. But the Mishnah Berurah here is teaching us that this does not apply in a case where Yom Tov occurs on Sunday. Because this is based on a different halacha, gemara, in Beitza, Beiz HaMebeiz, deriving from the pasuk Vahaya Bayom HaShishi Vehechinu Es HaShayaviyu, that food can be eaten on Shabbos or Yom Tov only if the ability to eat it on that day was not gained by virtue of it having been prepared on Shabbos or Yom Tov that occurred on the previous day. There has to be an intervening, ordinary weekday on which it could have been prepared. So the most common application of this halacha is that a person cannot cook food on Yom Tov that occurs on a Friday in preparation for the upcoming Shabbos without an Erev Tavshilin. The application here is in the reverse. Food was cooked on Shabbos where he had a heter and he wishes to eat it on the following Sunday, which is a Yom Tov. So the Mishnah Berurah here teaches that it's also because it's the cooking on Shabbos that gave us the ability to eat the food on Yom Tov. The Mishnah Berurah here is stressing that the food is usher on the first day of Yom Tov, but it is mutter, okay, on the second day of Yom Tov, if it, in Chutz La'aretz. This is because the 2 days of Yom Tov are viewed as though there is a doubt as to which day is truly Yom Tov. So if Monday is the ordinary weekday, then one could certainly eat the food on Monday. And if Monday is the Yom Tov, then Sunday was an ordinary weekday, and you have that intervening ordinary weekday between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Of course, this does not apply if Rosh Hashanah occurs on a Sunday and Monday, because the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is known as Yoma Arichta, and the food therefore would be usher on both days. We continue on here, and he continues and he says, "In this arev b'Shabbos oisav davar shnisvashel b'mezid b'acher." In a case where the food that was cooked b'mezid on Shabbos and it became mixed together on Shabbos with other mutter foods, right? In this arev b'Shabbos oisav davar shnisvashel b'mezid b'acher. So the das magen Avram, the opinion of the magen Avram is de'eno mivatel. It's not going to be considered batel in the mixture, even though there's normally a principle of bittul, and it's going to be also for the person who cooked it to get any benefit from this mixture. Why is this? The reason for this is that since on Motzei Shabbos, the asr food will be permitted to others. Mikri davar sheyesh lo matirim. It's considered a davar sheyesh lo matirim, which is not going to be batal. De'eno batal afilu be'elef. It's not going to be batal even 1,000 parts permitted food. So we have here the following situation. Normally we say there's a principle called bittul, that if you have a mixture, and if it's a mixture, certain mixtures, right, is what's called bittul b'shishim, when it's a whole mixture. And bittul b'shishim, or bittul b'rov, depending on the scenario, bittul b'shishim is only going to be batal, the item, that the usher item only gets batal in the mixture of permitted heter items if it's a davar she'ein lo matirin, meaning it's not going to ordinarily become mutter later on. For example, if muktzah gets mixed up with something on Shabbos, bittul doesn't apply. Why? Because the muktzah food would become mutter anyway after Shabbos, therefore it's not batel afilu be'elef. So what he's saying here is, here too, we view this as a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and since a davar sheyesh lo matirin, it's going to be mutter anyway. How is it going to be mutter anyway? Because for everyone except for the person himself, all others can eat this food, and therefore it's viewed as a davar sheyesh lo matirin. It's not going to be batel even be'elef. U'mashakasa b'yordeya sof siman kuf beis hifuch zeh. And as for what we saw, or we will see, and when we learn emet Hashem yordeya at the end of siman kuf beis, just the opposite of what we just said over here, namely that the Ramah there says that if a food will remain usher to a certain individual forever, it's not going to be a davar sheyesh lo matirin for him. For him, it's a davar she'ein lo matirin. So why here is it viewed as a davar Yesh lo matir, even for the guy himself who does not have the heter because he cooked the food himself? Nidcha kamavar Avram liashro. The Magen Avram bedochach tries to answer this question. Vayein v'chavas das sham shecholik alav, and check out the chavas das who's cholik on him. V'chol zeh lahamivashel biatzmo. And this is talking for, about the person himself. Aval inyan acherim, with respect to other people, l'kulei alma mikri davar sheyesh lo matirin. With respect to all other people, they for sure cannot eat it on Shabbos if it gets mixed up. This item that was cooked on Shabbos by Reuven b'mezid, for sure other people can't eat it, even if it fell into a mixture of 60 or 1,000 of heter, because for all other people, it for sure is going to be mutter to eat it on Motzei Shabbos. So for them, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin for sure. The only question here, and this is the chiddush here, is that what he's saying is that even though the person himself who cooked the food, it's a davar she, it should l'chari be a davar she'ein lo matirin, we still view it as davar sheyesh lo matirin for him because others can eat it on Motzei Shabbos. We continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, "Uv'shogeg aser bo bayom gam la'acherim." Remember, the Shulchan Aruch Aruch had said, like Rabbi Yehuda, that if a person cooks, does bishul bishogeg, where he didn't know it was Shabbos, or he didn't know it was usher to cook on Shabbos, then for everybody it's usher to eat it on Shabbos, and on Motzei Shabbos, everyone, including the one who cooked it, can eat it on Motzei Shabbos immediately. So the Mishnah Berurah here says, vav, uvishogeg, shagag bedin o shachach. The halacha is, whether or not he made a mistake in the halacha, or he forgot the halacha, all of that kolzeh bichlal shogeg, meaning whether he thought it is permitted to perform the malacha, or he forgot that it was Shabbos, or he forgot that this malacha is usher on Shabbos. Interestingly, the Orchas Shabbos paskins that if a person absentmindedly turns on a light due to, let's say, for example, weekday habit, that is considered shogeg. And Yashiv also views it that way. One might have thought that that's not even shogeg. That's more like what's called misasek. So that's very interesting that they treat that as a shogeg. What would be an example of a real misasek? For example, if he brushed up against the light switch and turned on the lights. So there, some view that as well as a shogeg. But Shlomo Zalman Orbach, quoted in the Shmir Shabbos Ki Hilchasa, says that if it is a misasek, where it's totally what we call unwitting, brushed up against the light switch, this is less chamor than shogeg. And Ayin Shom Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, his first mavo, footnote 157 there, Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, where he goes and he talks how misasek is less chamor than shogeg. But again, if a person forgot, because even if he was absent-minded, which he might also view as misasek, there everyone seems to view it as a pure shogeg, and then there would be an issue of benefiting from that malacha. Sif katan zayin, gam la'acherim. Other people as well are not allowed to eat the food on Shabbos if it was cooked b'shogeg, not only the person who cooked it. Hinei b'gemara pligi b'inyan shogeg u'mezes. So now he's going to spell out that which we discussed in yesterday's introduction, the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So he says, the gemara is a machlokes with respect to shogeg and mezid between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Das ha-shulchan aruch hu, das Rabbi Yehuda. The opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and that's how we've paskened. Shekain hiskimu harif ba-rambam ba-gon. Because this is the approach of the Rif and the Rambam and the Gon. However, the Gra, he agrees hiskim bebeyura l'shitas ha-tosos. He agrees with the opinion of Tosos v'siyatam, de paskul k'Rabbi Meir, because they pasken like Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir, unlike Rabbi Yehuda, holds the bemezid aser bein lo bein lacherim only ad motzei Shabbos. Unlike Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir holds that even for the person himself, it's only aser for him until, even for the one who did the malacha bemezid, it's only aser until motzei Shabbos. Uveshogeg, and beshogeg mutter gam lo miyad. And beshogeg, it is permitted to the person himself, even right away on Shabbos. So that's a big kula of the Gra. If you pass like Tosos, the Bishogeg, someone does Bishul Bishogeg, they can eat it right away. So uvemokom hatzorech, yesh l'smoch alzeh bibishul bishogeg. And this is a big scenario that in a makom tzorech, let's say there's no food at all for Shabbos, and someone did bishul on Shabbos, and that is the food for, let's say, all the people, and there's no other food. L'chaira, they would be able to be makel and eat that food, even though, according to the Shulchan Aruch, everyone is not allowed to eat it on Shabbos if it was done bishogeg. B'makom tzorech, yesh l'smoch alzeh bibishul bishogeg. Be sameach on the Gra, b'makom tzorech. It's interesting that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, if you check out Maor HaShem Shabbos and Rav Yashiv in Maor HaShabbos, they paskin that if one has other cold food on Shabbos and he wants to eat the food that was cooked b'shogeg on Shabbos because it's hot, that is not considered enough of a necessity to permit eating the food. So in other words, if you have no food and there's no owning Shabbos b'chlal, so that would be a heter. But if you have cold food, you can't rely, they say you can't rely on the Gra in such a scenario. Once again, this all relates to the malacha d'iraisa. With respect to a malacha d'rabbanan, the Mishnah Brura paskin that we can rely on the view of the Vilna Gaon, even if it was bemezid, and the food will be permitted to the person himself on Motzei Shabbos. That we saw earlier on. Sif buys. So in this previous sif, we learned about the status of food that was affected by malacha performed, the malachas Shabbos, whether it was bemezid, whether it was b'shogeg. This sif is going to deal with the status of food that was also affected by malacha, but that malacha was done beheter. It had a halachic license because it was done for the sake of someone with a life-threatening illness. Now, while the person who is ill with a life-threatening illness, of course, he can unquestionably eat the food, our sif is going to address whether healthy individuals are allowed to eat it. And two issues are going to get involved here in the discussion. Number one, in some cases, the food is muksa because it was raw before, and therefore it cannot be eaten on Shabbos. And two, under certain circumstances, if we allow the healthy person to eat the food, then there's going to be concern that the one performing the malacha for the chola might prepare more food so that there's going to be enough for the healthy individual as well. And this is totally, totally usser. Now, why this is totally usser is actually a machlokes rishonim. And it has to do with the issue of what's called ribui b'shiurin, where a person increases the quantity, he performs the malacha on a larger scale than was permitted. For example, he cooks a large potato when a small one is enough for the person with that is the chola she'en bo sakana. So according to the Ran, this is usser min haTorah. And therefore, according to the Ran, he holds that the concern here is that if a healthy person were allowed to eat the food prepared for the sick person, the Jew preparing it might, due to lack of awareness of the severity of the issue, he might purposely increase the quantity so that the healthy person could eat some as well, which would be an Issa d'Oraisa. However, the Rajba in Beitza, okay, the Ran there in Beitza was on Tesamet Beis in the Rif. The Rajba there in Beitza, Daf Yudzayin Amal Aleph, Dibur Amaskel, Mimale, he holds that Ribui Shiurin is only Asa Midarabana. He holds that Chazal would not have asked the healthy person to eat the food as a safeguard against Ribui Bishiurim. Why? Because Chazal generally do not impose safeguards to go ahead and prevent the Rabbanans. Because he holds that Ribui Bishiurin is only Asa Midarabana. So what then is the concern here? The concern here is that the person preparing the food for the sick person might actually prepare food separately for the sake of the healthy person, but in a way that he mistakenly thinks to be less severe. For example, after having put a potato on the fire to cook, he might just go ahead and put another potato into the pot on behalf of the healthy person. So this is a big sugya. You can check out the Kovei Shiurim in Beitza who deals with this. And we will see more about this also coming up in Sif Katan Yud Gimel in Mishneh Brura. Sif Beis. Hashochet b'Shabbos. If a person shechs on Shabbos for a chola, ein shechola me'esmol, whether he became sick yesterday, meaning before Shabbos, or Bein Shechala Hayom, or he became sick today, meaning on Shabbos. Mutter Habari Lechol Mimenu Chai B'Shabbos. It is permitted for a healthy individual to eat from it Chai, in its raw state on Shabbos. Aval Hamavashel O Asa Shar Melacha Lechola Aser B'Shabbos. However, if one cook or perform some other melacha for a person who is sick, again, we're talking about a chole sheyesh bo sakana, where it's mutter to cook for him, the food is going to be aser b'Shabbos libari o lechola she'en bo sakana. It's going to be aser on Shabbos, this cooked food, to a regular healthy individual or to one who is just a chola she'en bo sakana. What's the reason? The chayshinan shema yarbe b'shvilo. Because we are concerned that he's going to go ahead and increase the quantity of food for his sake. Sif katan ches, shechala hayom, he became sick today, meaning on Shabbos, so it's going to be permitted for a healthy individual to eat it, because it was talking about shechita b'Shabbos. So it comes to Mr. Brewer and he says, v'lo arminda behema hi mukta machmas iser. The Shulchan Aruch is saying here that even in this case, where the person went ahead and became sick on Shabbos, it's still going to be permitted for a healthy person to go ahead and eat the meat. We do not say that the animal is muktzah machmas iser. Why? Because it was set aside from use. It could not be used at bein hashmashos due to the iser against shchita on Shabbos. Therefore, bein hashmashos, it's muktzah machmas iser. So therefore, one would think that since the person became sick on Shabbos, the healthy person would not be able to eat the meat because of mukta machmas iser. Now, she'ba'oso pam lo haya chola adayin she'yad daito al shakta. The reason it was set aside from use here at bein hashmashos is because at that time the sick person was not yet sick. He's not yet a chola she'yesh bo sakana. So lo haya chola adayin she'yad daito al shakta, and therefore the person had no plans to go ahead to shecht it. The ha'anan kaimalon k'Rabbi Shimon, because we all like Rabbi Shimon, the lesley mukta ella hecha de dachya biyadayim. So what's the reason that we do not say that is going to remain mukta based on the principle of midi de skatzai ben hashmashos is katzai for all Shabbos? We know that if something is mukta ben hashmashos, it's mukta for the whole Shabbos, and this lechayra was mukta machmas iser because we hold like Rabbi Shimon, and it's not going to remain mukta after it was shechted for the chol sheyesh bo sakana. Because Rabbi Shimon holds that mukta applies only where a person actively rejected the object from use on Shabbos. Kagon, ner shehidliku alav ba'osa Shabbos. For example, where do we say this mukta machmas iser? We have a ner that was lit for this Shabbos, for a current Shabbos. What did a person do? The dachya biyadayim, he actively rejected making any use of it. Shelo l'shtamesh bo ba'osa Shabbos. Why? Kevan shehidlik bo. So there it's a mukta machmas iser with a dachya biyadayim. Biyadayim, he went ahead and lit the ner, and therefore during Bein Hashmashos, the ner, the lamp, was Muktzah Machmas Yasid, because you couldn't use this lamp or touch this lamp because of the Muktzah flame on it, all right? So, and you couldn't take out the oil, or if you wanted to take the kli, you would have to blow out the candle. So the ner was Muktzah Machmas Yasid, but there you didn't be a dayim. But here, it's not be a dayim. Why is it not be a dayim? So he says, by Behema, it was not actively rejected. And he says, I ain't shum see further in the Beis Yosef. Because by what he's saying here is that no one by Shechita, okay, before the Shechita, no one did anything to make the animal Muktzah. It was automatically Muktzah because it was not meant for use on Shabbos. As soon as it was shechted for the sick person, then it became non-Muktzah. And the healthy person is allowed to eat it. So again, all this is within the view of Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon, right, is a machlokes in Beitza and in Shabbos, all over the place in Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds, and he holds that the principle of Migo Diskatsai, Bein Hashmashos Diskatsai, Lechol HaShabbos, when something is Muktzah on Bein Hashmashos, even by Muktzah Machlas Isser, it's Asr for the whole Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yehuda holds that. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the animal that was slaughtered for the person who became sick on Shabbos would indeed be forbidden to a healthy person. But as the Mishnah Berurah here states, we follow Rabbi Shimon on this issue, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that other people will be then able to eat that food that was shechted, at least raw, if he wants to eat it raw, on Shabbos itself. It's not going to be viewed as Muktzah. That is what's being said here. Sif Katan Tes, Mutter Habari, the healthy person is allowed to go ahead and eat it. Hatam, what's the reason? Kevan Isha, Ikara Shechita L'Tor HaChola, since the Shechita is essentially for the sake of the Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana, Diyash Ala Kazayas Possible Shechita, because it's impossible to go ahead and get a Kazayas of meat without shechting the entire animal. So therefore, Lo Shayach Bezesh HaMiyavi Bishvilo. Therefore, there's no concern that he's going to go ahead and increase the quantity for the healthy person, because he has to shech the whole animal anyway to have the meat for the sick person. Then he goes on, Sif Katan Yud, Chai B'Shabbos, it's going to be Mutter to eat from it in its raw state on Shabbos, who below Malicha, without salting it. To Asa L'Malach B'Shabbos, because it's Asa to do Malicha on Shabbos. One of the 39 Malachos is Moleach and Ma'abed, salting and tanning animal hides, right, to produce leather. This would mamish be Asr. Now the truth is, salting meat is an Issa de Rabbanan, because it's like Ma'abed. But it's still going to be Asr. Now he goes on, V'adach Abayi Mishum Dam Ba'ayin, and so Hadach Abayi, he needs, this meat will also need Hadacha. In other words, it can't be Malicha. It's also going to need to be rinsed because of the Dam that is out there on the surface. As opposed to the dam that's inside, that's embedded in the meat itself, that blood does not need to be extracted by salting the meat. Why? Because leke iser calls manchalo pirish, because there's no iser in eating it as long as it has not moved from its place. The well-known halacha that we all know as malicha applies where one wishes to cook it, because the cooking process moves the blood around within the meat, rendering the blood forbidden to be consumed, aser to be consumed. We move on now. Siv katan yud al. But if you're mevashel or you do other malacha for a chola, that's going to be usher on Shabbos to a bari or a chola shem osakana usher b'Shabbos. Aval b'motzei Shabbos mutter miyad. A motzei Shabbos is going to be permitted immediately. Below ba'ina lezeh b'chdei sheyaseh, and we do not require waiting b'chdei sheyaseh, the amount of time it takes to generate the benefit achieved by the malacha. Uteima imatavshel yafa b'shvil hachola mutter dam b'Shabbos. Tasting the dish to determine whether it is suitable for the patient is for sure mutter even on Shabbos. Is an issue. The Chutshani, he's not sure whether a person could swallow the food after tasting it. It's certainly mutter when it is necessary to determine whether the food is mamish suitable for the sick person. We move on to Sif Katan Yud Beis, or for a chola she'ein bo sakana, because the gamhu kibari, because he's like a regular healthy person in Yen Zay. You're not allowed to cook for a chola she'ein bo sakana on Shabbos. She'asa min ha'Torah levashel avuro al yedei Yisrael. It is asa min ha'Torah to go ahead and cook for a chola she'ein bo sakana if you're Yisrael. V'chayshinen shin matiro lechol mizeh shema yabe v'shvilo. And once again, we're chayshish that if we allow him to eat from it, shema yabe v'shvilo, someone will come to cook a little extra for either the healthy person or for the cholish embo sakana. Sifkat and Yagimel, Shema Yarbe Bishvilo, because maybe you will come to add the one who is cooking for the chola. Sheyesh bo sakana will come and add the tain basar l'tocha keir, to put more basar into the pot. V'zehu issa d'oraisa, and this will be an issa d'oraisa k'shemarbe b'shvilo, when he goes ahead and he puts more basar into the pot. Afilu hu marbe b'pam achas, even if he goes ahead and he puts more meat all at the same time, kodem shi'itein agdeir al eish, before he puts the pot on the fire. There are those that say that that iser of Shema Yarba Bishvilo, as we said in our introduction to this sif, is only the Rabbanon. Kevan Shehu B'Pamachas, because it's all in one shot. Ayein Beis Yosef, Magen Avron, Bayein B'Sifrei Avos Chesed, Perek Zayin, Shebayarnu, Raya Me'agamara, Da'ika K'deya Rishona. The Iker is like the first opinion, that it's an iser Da'iraisa. But again, if you remember, as we said in our introduction, according to that opinion, the concern is that a person will go ahead and add more. There's a gzera that a person will go ahead and add more after. There's a concern that someone will go ahead, if we allow a chola she'ein bo sakana, or a healthy person to eat from that which was cooked for a chola she'ein bo sakana, person might go and actually add another piece afterwards, which would be asa midaraisa according to everybody. Okay, now the Rama. Hagah. Ba'afilu bisha al yedayeni Yehudi asur b'shabbos. Even if it was cooked by a non-Jew for this chola, it is going to be asur on Shabbos. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Asur on Shabbos yudalid le'bori le'henos b'menu. It's going to be asur for a healthy person to derive any benefit from it. The seeming concern here is that there's going to be a amira la'akum issue, that if the food were to be permitted for the healthy person, he might actually instruct the non-Jew to add food to the pot for him. Now, this is not so pashut why this should be usher, but that's what he says. And he moves on here that aval, the Motzei Shabbos mutar miyad. However, on Motzei Shabbos, it is totally permitted right away. Mitaimo, what's the reason? The reason for this is that since the non-Jew here cooked it and it was allowed for him to cook it, therefore there's not going to be any need to wait. He doesn't have to wait the amount of time it would take to do the malacha after Shabbos, which is normally by a mir l'akum. And also there's no issue of bishul akum here. Normally, there's an iser when a guy cooks food to eat it, but the Baragar explains that the iser of bishul akum was imposed normally based on the concern that if a Jew were allowed to eat the food cooked by a non-Jew, this could create a close relationship between them, which could in turn lead to intermarriage. And since in our case, with a non-Jew cooked for the sake of a sick person, that's an unusual occurrence, Chazal were not concerned that it might lead to intermarriage, and therefore permitted eating the food. The truth is, this is a big shaila in amongst the poskim. And the Mishnah Brura is following the psak of the Ra'ah and the Ramah, who say that the food is permitted. There is a Rajba, however, who goes ahead and asks it. Finally, the Ramah says, "Vim katzatz peiros min amachuba lechola b'shabbos afilo hayachol nevol yom aser lebari b'shabbos mishum shegadel v'holech b'shabbos v'yesh bo mishum muk." If a person picks attached produce for a sick person on Shabbos, even if that person was sick before Shabbos, aser for a healthy individual on Shabbos because it continues growing on Shabbos and it is therefore muktzah. Mishnah Brura sif. Katan test vav mi ba'od yom, even if he was ill before Shabbos. This means rotz lomar hayabedaito ba'od yom l'tzos api b'Shabbos, that even though he had the intention before Shabbos to pick the fruit on Shabbos, afilu hachi aser, it's still aser. Why? Because mental designation for use on Shabbos is completely ineffective for attached items like this, which continue to grow on Shabbos. This, you know, not always will mental designation help for muktzah, and it won't help in this scenario when it is mechubar. Aval pri shenigmar bishulo v'shuv ein gadel. However, for a completely ripe fruit which no longer grows, moelas ba'achana afal pishu mechubar, then you can have effective mental designation even though it's still attached. Aval chola shenechla hayom aser b'chol gavni lo tabari mishu muktzah mechubar. However, the sick person, if he became sick on Shabbos itself, then it is usur for a healthy individual to derive benefit from it in any event, because it's muksa due to the fact that it is attached. Right? Muksa machmas iser. You can't go ahead and detach it. And finally, siv katan tes zayin shegadal v'holeich. It continues growing. Ayin magen avram shemakche. Check out the magen avram who asks dilibatel hagidulim beikar shehu arov shall heter. He says, let the new growth be nullified by the main portion. Okay, which is by the rov, which is the majority, and it is by the main portion, which is the majority, and it is mutter to be eaten. Be a mutter labari gishenechla bod yom, and let it be permitted to a healthy person. Okay, assuming he became ill before Shabbos. Uber agam mitzali gam ken alacha. And the truth is, the Bar Alacha is actually inclined to paskin this way.
Just to explain what's going on here, realize that fruit that was not picked before Shabbos is considered to have been actively rejected from use and therefore remains muksa for the duration of Shabbos. But if a person with a life-threatening illness was in one's care before Shabbos and one knew that the fruit would have to be picked for him on Shabbos, for whatever reason it couldn't be done before Shabbos, then the fruit should not be muksa. But the Mishnah Brura basically is going with the assumption that it is muksa because it continues to grow on Shabbos. The additional growth is nolad, something that came into existence on Shabbos itself, and for which mental designation before Shabbos is not going to help. So based on this, that if one knew before Shabbos that he'd have to pick fruit for the sick person on Shabbos, that it's not muksa, and the only reason that it's usur is because of the part of the fruit that grew on Shabbos. So here the Magen Avraham asks, why do we not say that the small part of the fruit that grew on Shabbos should be nullified in the rov majority of the fruit which was in existence from before Shabbos? And he leaves the question unanswered. The Beir Agra is inclined to paskin that this should indeed be the case, and the entire fruit should be permitted.